It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. You may remember what the weather was like at this time last Monday. Well, listener Patty of Mount Sterling posted a nice note on Facebook. She says, "Thank you, WEKU, for all your great broadcasting every day. I am especially grateful for you all that came out in this blizzardy weather this morning and are carrying on while the rest of us are in our cozy homes avoiding traffic and the elements. I rely on you more than I let you all know. I just want you to know you are appreciated." We're continuing to get increased traffic in the Discuss area beneath our news stories on the website. For example, our story headlined, "Concealed Carry for Domestic Violence Victims Approved by Kentucky House," received an online comment from a listener identifying as Leadfoot320. "I agree, training is important, but give them the right to protect themselves right away. Tell them they must get trained within 60 days. I had to go to training after having guns for 40 years to get my permit. I'm too old to fight, too slow to run, therefore I carry." And this message on the comment line might take a bit of research.
"Hey, on your morning announcement, you put out a thing about booksforbrightideals.org. When you go on that thing, it gives you a bunch of GoDaddy websites about dating and meeting people and all that junk. So you guys might want to look on that thing and see what you're promoting."
We are not sure if this was something our listener heard from NPR, or perhaps even on another station, but we'll check it out. We'd love to hear and share your feedback. You can email us at weku@eku.edu. Leave your feedback on our comment line or Facebook, or even tweet it. That email again, weku@eku.edu. The comment line, 859-622-1657. And then be sure to tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.